Coach, you don't have to take off your hat. You won the game.
We did.
You won the game this year.
Absolutely. Nobody around here listens to me when I tell them that's the game.
I heard you.
There
Isaiah
you
Cavaco.
Tell
joins.
Everybody what the game
well,
is.
I'm going to.
Yeah,
okay. It was called a tease,
oh,
Ron.
All right.
Boy, for a guy who was in the business.
Yeah.
Isaiah Cavaco joins us, the head coach of Lake Ridge. He said, now, I will give you credit. I thought, when I took a quick peek at his hat, I thought it was like Villanova or something. I didn't even see that it was a Y. But you were in a Yale hat, and the game, Yale versus Harvard, and Yale got the win. So you got to be thrilled about that.
I am thrilled about that. Gives us bragging rights for the year, and the basketball team's off to a good start, too. So all things good.
When you say us, you're not lying. Tell us about your background.
So I grew up in Hawaii, went to high school in California, ended up in Connecticut, going to Yale, grad school in Ohio, and been here for the last 20-something years. So.
You know, we hear that all the time. Just all the time. Hawaii to California,
right?
To Connecticut to Ohio. What's that journey been like?
It's been fun. Grown up a lot in the last 20-some-odd years that I've been here, and North Ridgeville's been home now for, I guess, almost 20 years.
So you take over at Lake Ridge Academy. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was kind of a fast process. I've been in college for my whole life, and it was a long commute for my last job, and with the high school freshman and a first grader at home, I didn't really want to be doing that grind anymore and having to drive an hour one way. So Lake Ridge became available. My daughter goes there, and it just it seemed like a good fit. I live about a mile away from the campus, and working there during the days and coaching in the evenings.
Coach Cavaco, when you played at Yale, were you a perimeter player? Were you a point guard?
Yeah, I was a point guard most of my life. I had a bunch of knee surgeries and became a shooting guard. So
as you coach your team at Lake Ridge, do they have a personality like you did as a player? Are they a guard-centric team with that mentality of share of the basketball? Or tell us what you have on your team right now, style-wise.
I know it's cliche, but I'm still trying to figure it out myself. Uh-huh. There's a lot of kids with a lot of different interests. We rarely have a full squad for practice, so we're really just trying to get to know each other. They lost a lot of seniors. They were a very senior-dominated team last year, so I think everyone's just trying to find their own individual personality first, and then we'll try to put it together at some point here soon.
So you're trying to get to know them. They're trying to get to know you. How do you go about that?
I just try to put them in challenging situations in practice and see how they respond. You learn a lot about, kind of which person they turn and look to for guidance and leadership. You see certain people rise to an occasion. You see some people maybe shy away from it. And, I think that's probably more important than any actual basketball skill, just kind of knowing who the leaders are and who can sort of help you steer the ship the way you want.
You had said most of your background before this job was at the college level. How big of an adjustment will it be for you, and have you been able to see that already?
It's been a pretty big adjustment, to say the least. So, I used to have all the practice plans and, minute by minute and all that kind of stuff, and now it's just we're going to try this drill, and usually one drill leads to, okay, we got to work on these five things, and then, I crumple up the paper and start from there. So, it has been a big adjustment. To be fair, I think they've had a bigger adjustment, with me coming in. So they've handled it really well, and I'm proud of how they've done that.
Tell us about scrimmages. Have you had any yet? When does the season get going? What can you tell us about the Royals for this year?
We have not scrimmaged yet. I think we scrimmage on a week from today, actually. So that'll be our first and only one. With such a young team, it felt like we just needed to work on basic skills first and sort of figure out who we were, rolling them out there and then getting having a really negative experience I thought would have been way more demoralizing this year than any other year. So I just felt like needed to keep them close to home for a little while.
I'm guessing you're regimented just based on your background, based on obviously the academic rigor that you had at Yale.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so if you are, do you have, like little layers of development that because you have such a young team and you're getting to know them just as much as you're getting to know them, do you have like by Christmas I want to be here with my team, by the second week of January we want to be here, not wins but just
right.
Development, like you said, you're doing a drill and then you just stop, break it down, say alright, here are five things we have to do with this drill in order to get it right. So how are you looking at the season progress?
So I think we play 5 or 6 games, and then we take this really long break. The kids at Lake Ridge tend to go on little bit bigger vacations than maybe I did when I was a kid. So that'll be a nice kind of reset, reevaluate. Sound like the Browns coaching staff, right? I'm going to take a self-scout in the bye week. But that, like, three-week little break there.
Is that a shot at Stefanski?
No. Okay. I'm a fan.
it could have been. It's okay.
No, that's actually been a very impressive job he's done this year.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. But no, just I think it's a matter of, you know, we don't want to do trial and error, but that's where we are. And so, you know, we'll have a plan going into those first five or six games, and I'm sure it won't be exactly the way I planned it, but we'll kind of reboot and hopefully make a couple little turns for the better and move on from there.
So, Coach, in your first year, I know it's you're basically just trying to learn everything. They're trying to learn you, but do you have a philosophy or core values or that sort of thing, no matter how you're doing on the court, winning or losing, you know, what you're trying to establish maybe your program to be? Is that important in year one?
Yeah, we talk a lot about, you know, it's funny how, you know, making or missing shots can really impact the way you think you're playing. But if you take as much pride in the other pieces, you can have a lot of really good possessions, and the score doesn't indicate that. So we're just talking about, you know, taking the same amount of pride in screening, passing, cutting as you do in shooting. You know, taking more pride in making the game easier for your teammates, and a lot of people can feel successful in that situation.
And I think we're about time to let you go, but before we let you go, I want your best Yale-Harvard moment.
Ooh. Best Yale-Harvard moment. Does it have to be football?
It doesn't have to be football.
My senior year, we swept them, which was a very, very big accomplishment because, well, not as much for me because I went straight into basketball, but a lot of my friends had to, you know, mingle with other Ivy Leaguers in the business world and whatnot, and the fact that we got to say we won the last two that we played as seniors was a big deal for us.
How would you describe the rivalry to our listeners who maybe have no idea, you know, what we're talking about?
All right, we'll keep this fun. It's kind of like how
we'll keep it fun.
Everybody all of a sudden likes the Chiefs because Taylor Swift, you know, is going out with Travis Kelce or whatever.
Is she?
That's what I hear. That's what my wife tells me. It's kind of the same thing. People that have zero interest in sports will wear that proudly when their team wins.
Yeah.
And will brag about it, knowing nothing about the game, didn't go to the game, never went to a game in their 4 years there, because it does mean that much to anyone that went to those schools.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Great luck this year.
Best of luck to you.
Appreciate it. All right, thanks for having me.
That's Isaiah Cavacho, the head coach of Lake Ridge Academy, proud Yale alum, as they won the game this past weekend as they defeated Harvard. And we bring in